Welcome, welcome, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the program. I am your host, Rob Zicari. This is the Rob Zicari Show, and it is Monday, the 18th, and we are, 27 hours, I think something like that, 27 hours until the New York primaries, or at least I think getting the results, because I think actually they will they'll open the voting booths. I know it's a novel idea for a few states out there. A voting booth, isn't that something? A voting booth, that's what civilized, that's what civilized countries do. That's what civilized states do. They vote. Okay, the people vote. There's not a back room system. Okay, there's not a back room system. There's not a handful of party officials that cast a vote and somehow that is winning a state. All right. In New York, people vote. People take time out of their busy schedules, rather it's work, rather it's school. Maybe it's just sleeping, whatever. But they get in their cars, they get on the bus, they get on a taxi, they walk, they bike, maybe they take a bicycle, and they get to a polling location, and they let their voice be heard. That's what's supposed to happen in a democracy. That's what's supposed to happen. At least that's what we all thought is supposed to happen. You know, we've talked about this on the show before, and I know it's a hot topic that's going on in the media as far as the GOP primary process being rigged. We actually talked about it last week. We talked about it the week before. Over the weekend, there was nonstop coverage of rather it's Rance Priebus. What a name, Rance Priebus, or what is it, Sean Spicer? They have. I don't want to be too edgy here, but the two head honchos over at the RNC have names that remind me of porn stars. They do. They're porn star names. Rance Priebus. That's like a gay porn star. Rance Priebus. You know, imagine the Magic Mike XXL movie. You know, with Channing Tatum, the thing about the male strippers or male prostitute, whatever they do. Whatever they do. They're doing all sorts of things in there. Coming to the stage, the wild man from, I don't know. Somewhere in Germany, because it's a very German sounding name, Rance Priebus. And then of course Sean Spicer. Anyways, enough of that talk. So they were on all the talk shows talking about the rules are the rules. The rules are the rules. Donald Trump is just a lot of hot air. Just a lot of hot air. That's all it is. Nothing's rigged. Nothing's fixed. It's just, it's the way it is. It's the way it's always been. It's just hot air. And if he had a problem with it, he should have said something a year ago. If anybody's had a problem with it, they should have said something a year ago. Rules are the rules. So that's what you heard. And a bunch of different, you know, Republican strategists and other individuals like that came out. The rules are the rules. This is the rule. This is the way it is. Nothing's rigged. Nothing's fixed. Donald Trump's just crying. If he had the great minds around him, if he was a great mind, he would have known this. He would have prepared for this. He would have had this already. He's stupid. That's what you hear. He's stupid. How's he going to do trade deals? How's he going to do any deals that involve bringing great minds together when he can't even get great minds in his own political campaign to figure out how to, you know, play the rigged system? What's wrong with him? Because that's what it is. Listen, I've talked about this before on this show. When things like this happen, and it's a Sunday night, I'm glad it was a Sunday when I kind of got caught up on a bunch of the Sleepy Eye Chuck Todd shows and things of that nature. Because if this was Friday night, it ruins my weekend, because then that's all I think about. So this was yesterday, so I only had to think about it for about 10 hours, because it was at the end of the day. It was maybe 8, 9 o'clock. But it's these types of things that get my brain moving and just working in overtime. They really do, because you never hear anybody on these shows breaking these things down. Maybe because they're 2-minute segments, 3-minute segments. Maybe because it's the truth, and the media doesn't want anybody to know the truth. Because remember, just because you have Republicans, just because you have Democrats, they all work together. Ultimately, the system on both ends are rigged. I mean, politics as a whole is a flawed system. It is. It's a flawed system. There is no democracy as we were taught growing up as children. The whole concept of writing someone's name on a piece of paper, or circling someone's name on a piece of paper and putting it in a cardboard box, and at the end of the day, all of those pieces of paper are counted up, and whoever's name is on the most pieces of paper wins. That concept is what we were taught was voting and democracy, but that's not the case. It's not the case, and it's only as you get older do you realize that there really isn't a pure democracy like that. That there's always, always something put in place to erase the individuals who circled that name or filled that name in, filled that paper in with a name. There's always the ultimate rock, paper, scissors. Oh, this is dynamite, and it blows everything up. You lose. There's always that ultimate thing. And you don't learn that until you get older. And sometimes when you're older, you don't even know. I mean, think about the shock. You know, think about the shock during the 2000 election. And the only reason it was swept under the rug was because it was Democrats. It's the only reason. I had this conversation with my dad the other day. The only reason we were talking about the GOP primaries, and, you know, we were going back and forth. And I told him, I said, you know, the system's always been rigged. The Electoral College is rigged. I go, the whole political landscape, everything that we think we know, that we do know, it's really all just a Ponzi scheme. You all know what a Ponzi scheme is? You all know what a Ponzi scheme is. Let me just throw it out in a basic sense. You have a Madoff or anybody like that that takes money in. I say to you, hey, if you give me 10 grand, I can make you 5%. I can make you 5% on that 10 grand. I invested in this. I invested in that. Okay, cool. You give me that 10 grand. And I do that to 30, 40 other people. Okay? But that money is never used to invest in anything. And as long as everybody at once doesn't want their money, then no one ever finds out what is going on. So if person D comes to me and says, hey, Rob, you know, how am I doing? When do I get my statement? And I go, you don't get your statement for another month, but here's where you are. You've made $3,300 to date. Oh, wow. Hey, listen, I need to buy a widget. Can I withdraw $6,000-$7,000? Yeah, no problem. Here's a check. Now you're minus this and whatever interest comes off. Here you go. They don't know a thing. But it's when everybody comes to that person. Everybody comes to me and says, Rob, I need to withdraw my money. I need to withdraw my money. I need to withdraw my money. And there's no money there to give anybody. Because I got boats, I got planes, I got cars, I got payments, I got things that I got to do to live. And that's basically how our political system is. It's a Ponzi scheme. It's a rigged system, and as long as the system is played a certain way, which it's always been played, nobody knows the fix. Nobody knows the scheme. But when all of a sudden somebody starts playing the system differently, when somebody sees the holes, okay, kind of like the contests. You know how the certain contests say, you could only do 3 entries into this win a vacation in here, or 5 boxes of Rice-A-Roni per person, or all of those little rules in those contests and things of that nature are all there because somebody worked the system. Somebody put together a contest. Somebody put together a game. And all of a sudden, that game was played for X amount of years. Or that contest was played for X amount of years. And somebody came along and went, hey, you know what? If you did X, Y, Z, you can win. it'll cost you this, or you would have to do this, and it's not cheating, it's not breaking the rules, it's just a loophole. And then they go and do it, and then they win, and the people that run the contest or the game go, man, we didn't even think of that. Or we knew about that the whole time, but we didn't think anybody would exploit that loophole. And then they change it. In baseball, at some point, the infield fly rule was introduced. That wasn't introduced in the 1800s. That wasn't introduced in the 19. Whenever baseball started, it was one of those things where somebody went, wow, never thought about that. You let the ball fall. You got this. Wow, that was, you could do that all the time. That's kind of shifty. There's always something like that. It's always something like that. And in politics, we got a taste of it. We got a taste of it in 2000. We got a taste of it. You actually had somebody win the presidency, but lost the popular vote. I mean, that technically that's impossible. I mean, that's impossible. That's not democracy whatsoever. Even with the Electoral College as we know it, it's always worked out, even with the Electoral College. The concept of winning the states, this state gives you, 30 electoral votes, 60 electoral votes. Oh, here's the magic number. Boom, you're the winner. Oh, and look, when you go to the popular vote, look, 67 million for Obama, 61 million for Mitt Romney. See, boom. But in 2000, there was a teeny tiny hole that gave somebody the presidency, and yet they lost the popular vote. The will of the people was erased. The will of the people was erased. Now, that was swept under the rug because it was a Democrat. And Al Gore was the biggest P word walking. I mean, he was just a giant P. That's what he was. Okay? The biggest. If that was a Republican, there would have been riots in the streets. Okay? You know what you see with the Clive and Bundy crew? That's what you would have saw if that was a Republican. If you would have had a Republican win the popular vote, and all of a sudden the Supreme Court and hanging chads in Florida, and at the end of the day, it's like, no, Democrat, yeah, you're the winner. You get the White House. Even though the will of the people wanted the Republican, it would never have happened. It would never have happened. Absolutely would never have happened. But Democrats are peas. At least Democrats 8 years ago. I will say, in the era of Obama, Democrats have been empowered. But it hasn't been empowered with strength, like, It's more playing that whole victim card. It's playing that whole, what did you say? Oh, you're a racist. What? You're a sexist. You're a misogynist. That's what you are. Brr. So that was the first kind of, democracy. Now, you can look at that two ways. You could say, well, okay, there was the flaw in the system. It happens. We should overhaul that system because we would never want somebody to be the president of the United States who wasn't there because of the people. Or you can look at it as the fix was in, from the Supreme Court to the state of Florida and everybody in between. Now, I would have to imagine it's more on the Supreme Court, state of Florida fix. Because if there was a major flaw in the Electoral College process, and the concept of having somebody lose the popular vote but yet become the president, if that was something that could happen all the time, I got to imagine that system will be overhauled. But I think at the end of the day, everybody went, well, it's never happened before. It can't happen again unless there's a fix. Because ultimately, if a recount would have proceeded, ultimately, if they really would have investigated, 99.9.99.9%, you would have had Al Gore with at least one more vote than George Bush in the state of Florida. And that one vote would have given Al Gore those electoral votes, which would have made him the president, and that would have matched the popular vote. Now, where am I going with this? Well, you have a GOP primary process that ultimately is a Ponzi scheme. And what I mean by that is the system and the rules have been going on for decades. And when somebody says, well, everybody knows the rules. Trump's known the rules. His supporters have known the rules. Nobody said anything before. Why say something now? Because he's being outplayed in the delegate strategy? Or as Ted Cruz likes to say, millions of people have voted, not for Donald. Which we'll get to that tweet in a minute. Here's the thing. If everybody doesn't want their money at the same time, the Ponzi scheme is not revealed. So if everybody continues to play by the same rules, and we have a story that is out today, and I talked about it last week, which is the unwritten rules. If everybody plays by the rules and the unwritten rules, this GOP primary Ponzi scheme is never exposed. It's never exposed. So if you do what traditionally has always been done, and I'm not talking about, well, if it was good for Abraham Lincoln, it's good. Oh, guys, stop with the Abraham Lincoln already. It's, you know, geez. And we had slavery then, okay? We had segregation years after. Please, with the when people bring up stuff that happened 100, 200 years ago, and they're like, hey, we did that then. Like I've said before, it's people like to use the past as things we should do today in some instances, and then in other instances, they want to disavow it. You can't have everything both ways. That's not how life works. When everybody plays by the same rules and the unwritten rules, the GOP primary Ponzi scheme is never exposed. It's never, ever exposed. It's the same thing. Hey, I'll give you another example. If the Ponzi scheme concept is too complicated, it's the whole mortgage situation. The whole concept of giving a lot of people credit to go out and buy houses. And that was something that we've always done. It didn't just happen during a very brief period. I mean, I remember when I was 19 years old. I had three different credit cards when I was 19 years old. I had three different credit cards when I was 19 years old. But when you have a downturn in the economy, when you have a slowdown, when you have people lose their jobs because companies are moving overseas, and you get more than a few, okay? You get multiple handfuls of people that go bad at once. Well, you have a financial meltdown. It's not a big deal to have one or two people default on mortgage payments because this person lost their job and now they got to go and get another job. So it takes a week or two, month or two. Hell, maybe it takes a year. But when you have hundreds of thousands of people all at once, well, then you have a meltdown. You have a chink in the Ponzi scheme housing mortgage system revealed. So you have a bunch of people running for the presidency. Okay? And the concept has always been, mathematically eliminated, you get out. Mathematically eliminated, you get out. The RNC as a whole, people that are higher-ups, maybe not part of the RNC, but donors. Rather, it's the Koch brothers or the Ricketts family in Chicago. Everybody, for the most part, is supposed to kind of stand back and just be observers. When it gets to this point, everybody pretty much is neutral because it's coming down to the wire, and ultimately, those that are eliminated get out. And then in turn, you have one person left, and everybody falls in line. That's what's supposed to happen. Now, think about this. This whole delegate Ponzi scheme could have been done with Newt Gingrich. It could have been done with Ron Paul. It could have been done with Rick Santorum. It's a loophole. It's a chink in the scheme that can be exploited, but never was. Because it would break the entire system and reveal it as a big scam. Because as far as anybody knows, the whole primary process is based on people voting. And the concept where people don't vote, and you have state representatives that pick delegates, they've always picked who that front runner was, who was leading in the popular vote. Because if they picked somebody that wasn't leading in the popular vote, they can, and you've seen it happen with this Ted Cruz Ponzi scheme. You would throw a wrench in the entire system. You would blow up the entire system. You would blow up the entire system. So nobody ever did that. Nobody ever did that. You never heard chairman. You never heard anyone come out and say, which happened weeks and weeks and weeks ago, that state delegate official, what was it, Curly Jones or Curly whatever his name was, and he came out and said, listen, the whole notion that people vote and who they pick is who the nominee is bunk. They don't. It's about who the delegates choose. The delegates are the ones that choose. And if the American people knew this, If the people in the Republican Party knew this, they wouldn't vote. Millions upon millions upon millions upon millions of dollars would be lost. Think about this, you guys. If there was no primaries, if there was no voting primaries by people, think about the business that would be lost. Remember, in every one of these primary states, where human beings actually go and vote, you have millions of dollars spent on attack ads or positive ads, whatever. But when you see that number and it says Club for Growth example, spent $1 million attacking Donald Trump in Wisconsin. The confused Tim Miller and Principals PAC spent $2 million. John Kasich spent $300,000attacking Ted Cruz. A Ted Cruz super PAC spent when you add that money up, say it's $5 million in Wisconsin, that's $5 million that goes to television. It goes to local radio. It goes to local print. It goes to flyer companies. It goes to people on the ground doing legwork. Some volunteer, but some are paid, even if it's $10 an hour to go hand out flyers. But pumping $5 million into Wisconsin is huge. Now, if everybody got hep to the Ponzi scheme, if everybody got hep to the curly conversation that he had. Now, I wish I could remember the guy's last name, Curly something. Remember, we talked about this before with Trump, why everybody hates him. Remember, and it's deeper than, oh, well, he's not hiring the establishment speechwriters. He's not hiring the establishment TV ad makers. It's deeper than that. He's sitting here telling all of us this system is corrupt. The system is rigged. Your vote doesn't count. You think it counts, but it doesn't. Because I'm winning delegates. I'm winning states. I'm winning your vote. I'm winning. But yet what you're hearing, as Ted Cruz puts out a tweet and says, Donald, over 1.3 million people just voted in Utah, North Dakota, Wisconsin, Colorado, and Wyoming. You lost all five in a row by huge margins. Hashtag no whining. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a bold-faced lie. That is a bold-faced lie. I know it's lying Ted, but that is a bold-faced lie. And that's a lie perpetrated not just by lying Ted Cruz, but somebody that's part of the establishment. Somebody that's always been part of the establishment. Somebody that's trying to tell you they're not part of the establishment, but they are part of the establishment. They 100% are part of the establishment. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? 1.3 million people did not vote. The only two states that voted were Wisconsin and Utah. Those are the only two states that voted. That's it. That is it. And in Wisconsin, Ted Cruz beat Donald Trump by 144,759 votes. You don't know? You want to know how many votes John Kasich got because he finished third? 155,200 votes. And if you want to play the game that Ted Cruz and Karl Rove and S.E. Cup and all the establishment Republicans have played in the months in the past, when Donald Trump wins a primary and they go, well, yeah, he won that, but really he didn't, Because if you add the not Trump vote, he actually loses. So the win doesn't matter. Well, if you do the same thing with Ted Cruz and you add the not Ted Cruz vote, that beats Ted Cruz. If you take John Kasich's 155,000 and give it to Trump, because that's what they would do to Cruz and or Rubio and Kasich in the past. If you do that, guess what? Cruz loses. And when it comes to Utah, comes to Mormontown, comes to Magic Underpants, legitimate win. There you go, Taddy. There's your legitimate win, comprised of 70% Mormon, 70%. And you have Romney, and you have Mike Lee. You just have the who's who of Magic Underpants in that state running around saying you are just the man, and you're sending out ads of Trump's wife half naked, saying, "Do you really want this dirty whore to be the president, the first lady? No way. She doesn't have Mormon values." And the other three states that you like to say you won, the people didn't vote. The people didn't vote. No one in North Dakota voted. No one in Colorado voted. And over the weekend, no one in Wyoming voted. People did not go to a booth and cast a vote. Calling 20, 30, or 50 Republican chairmen as the people have voted is dishonest. It's dishonest. And again, it bashes a hole in the Ponzi scheme primary process. That's never been done before. And with Trump calling attention to this, other party officials like this Curly, whatever his name is, calling attention to this, the establishment is losing their minds. The establishment is losing their minds because it's, forget millions. Forget millions. You're probably talking about $1 billion of business. $1 billion of business. If the American people realize, and it's the same thing that's happening with the Democrats, or at least it's on the verge of happening. Remember, Bernie Sanders is still losing in the popular vote. So in order for it to take shape, he has to overtake Hillary in the popular vote. He has to overtake Hillary in the popular vote. And then when that happens, you can then say the system is rigged and broken on their side because of the super delegates. Now, right now, it's not there yet. Now, it was in 08 with Obama. It was in 08 with Obama. Remember, Obama was ahead of Hillary as far as the popular vote. But Hillary had more superdelegates pledged to her. Remember that. The whole controversy was, will Obama lose the nomination? Will he lose the nomination because of the superdelegate, even though he wins the popular vote? He wins the will of the people. That was a big deal. That was what's happening right now in the Republican Party. But the Democrats said, we can't let this happen. We can't let this happen for the good of our party, for the business of our party. We can't let all of these people feel that what they just went through was meaningless. We can't let them know that it's meaningless. You know how much money we'll lose? You know how much money these states make? It's like the Olympics. Do people not understand this? This is like the Olympics. Think about these states. Think about these states and what happens during the primary. Iowa. Who the F goes to Iowa unless it's the Republican or Democrat primary? Who the F goes to Iowa? Nobody. But every 4 years, it's the Olympics in Iowa. You have someone like Ted Cruz that visits Iowa over 100 times. You know how much business that brings? You know how much business the primary brings to Iowa when CNN, MSNBC, Fox, ABC, when everybody lands in Iowa 2 weeks before voting begins. And they're doing town halls. They're doing debates. They basically overrun Iowa. You know how much money is into the economy in Iowa? And could you imagine if the system gets blown up? Where now, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if people vote anymore, because ultimately, you can win 2, 3, 4 million more popular votes, but ultimately lose the nomination because somebody works the system and doesn't play by the unwritten rules. And that's exactly what Ted Cruz is doing. And the RNC is letting him do it. The RNC is letting John Kasich do it. And again, it's an example of why the Republicans, and I hate to say it because I'm a recent convert, are stupid. It's why they're stupid. Why you see a channel like Fox and every single one of those hosts on Fox News go against each other, go against the party. Like I've said before, it's like the inmates running the asylum. But you look at CNBC, you look at MSNBC, and every host, every show, every pundit, everybody follows script, everybody follows exactly what they're supposed to do, because they know ultimately the party, the Democrat Party, and the people that make money from the party are the most important thing. The system as a whole is the most important thing. And what's the point of having a network? What's the point of having a liberal network, but you alienate half your audience? You piss off half your audience. They understand that's not a smart thing to do. Republicans don't. That's why Fox News over the past year has lost over 50% of their audience. 50% of their audience. Do you understand how unbelievably bizarre that is? It's just bizarre. Absolutely bizarre. Absolutely bizarre. But here's the Republican Party, Rance Priebus, and the powers that be are giving the blessing to Ted Cruz to rip open the GOP primary process and expose the Ponzi scheme for what it is. And it's amazing. It's amazing. I mean, it really is. And when you hear people say, well, it's a football game. It's a test. Like John Kasich's favorite thing to say. You don't get an 83 and then say, oh, it should be an A. Or other pundits that go on CNN and go, listen, half the game is getting voters to vote for you and winning the delegates that way. And the other half of the game is getting state delegates to support you. And you need both to win the nomination. And like I said, that was never done before because it's a hole in the armor. It's a chink in the armor. And this being exposed the way it is shows everybody that votes in the primary process that it's meaningless. It's absolutely meaningless. When you hear that Ted Cruz got more delegates in Georgia, even though Donald Trump won the state by a landslide, Ted Cruz finished third. And yet, behind closed doors, Ted Cruz went and got more delegates to pledge to him their vote at a contested convention. And when you hear the Cruz people or other individuals say, well, hey, that's because he's got a great ground operation. And that's what you have to do to win the nomination. That's the second half of the process to become the nominee and then eventually go on to be president of the United States. And that's just a flat out lie. Because this didn't happen in 2012. This didn't happen in 2012. This didn't happen in 2008. Again. It's the Ponzi scheme. This flaw was always there. And it was always there to be exploited. But nobody ever did that. Because if you did that, you would blow up the entire system. Because listen, you could be a cruise bot, beautiful. You could be a Kasich bot, beautiful. You could be a Jim Gilmore bot, beautiful. Okay, you could be a pundit, beautiful. You could be a Never Trump, beautiful. But put all of that aside. Try to harness your feelings aside. If you're a pundit, pretend the camera's not on you. Just you honestly cannot say with your hand on the Bible, swearing on your life and swearing on your mom and dad's life, that you think it would be good for the party to have three people go to the convention and have the person who is 3 to 4 million popular votes ahead of the second place and possibly 6 to 7 to 8 million votes ahead of third place and anywhere between 2 and 3 million more popular votes than the 2012 nominee had. You cannot tell me and swear on a Bible, your mom's life, your dad's life, that it would be good for the party to then give that nomination to the person who finished second, third, or some white knight candidate who either didn't participate in the primary process or they did participate, but they dropped out after New Hampshire or South Carolina. There is no way you can honestly, with your hand on the Bible, and answer truthfully on your kids' lives, your mother's lives, that, hey, there's nothing wrong with that. The rules are the rules. You got to play the second half of the game. Yeah, I would be fine with the person who came in second with 4 million less votes getting the nomination, and I don't think it would impact our party at all. Absolutely no way, no how you can believe that. Put all your feelings aside. Oh, I hate Trump. I hate Cruz. I hate Kasich. Put all that aside. There is no way. And there is no way you could say that in 2012, this couldn't have been done. Unwritten rules. If you're going to talk about written rules, you got to talk about unwritten rules. This is a Ponzi scheme, rigged system. And if it wasn't Donald Trump, if this was Jeb Bush, if this was Jeb Bush, and he was winning the popular vote by 2 million, and he was winning as far as states by 10 or 11, and he was poised to go into New York and Pennsylvania and Maryland and win those states and win hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of votes. And you had two. And you had two candidates. One that was mathematically eliminated, and the other one who was about to be mathematically eliminated. And that candidate was Ted Cruz. And he was running around getting delegates from individuals and doing what he's doing now to Jeb Bush, you would see every single Republican on every single television show. You would see every single Republican writing an article in every single newspaper condemning Ted Cruz, saying what he's doing is exploiting a loophole that is being dishonest, that is being sneaky. They would be talking about rewriting the rules. Remember, the Rules Committee meets later this week. Later this week, the Rules Committee meets where they're going to discuss changes and things they want to do. And then the committee meets about a week before the convention to officially put together the new set of rules. So just like Mitt Romney and the RNC did in 2012 when they heard grumblings that Ron Paul was going to make a play and his delegates, his people that supported him. Think about this. What Ted Cruz is doing now is what Mitt Romney and the RNC were furious about. The notion that the front runner, the guy with millions and millions and millions of votes more than the second and third place guy, would be basically challenged at the convention. He'd be challenged at the convention because there was a bunch of delegates who said, we will not pledge to Mitt Romney. We don't care if he won our state. We don't care if he's the nominee. We hate him. We despise him. We want Ron Paul, and that's who we're going with. So Romney and the RNC put together rules that eliminated Ron Paul. That's the Rule 40. That's the whole, you got to win 8 consecutive states by majority, yada, yada, yada. You've heard it. So right now, if this wasn't Trump, if this was Jeb Bush, and Ted Cruz was running around hitting these states, using the rules and the unwritten rules in his favor and going against things that you're not supposed to do. And he was talking to grassroots Republicans in Wyoming going, You see what the party's doing to you? You see what they're doing? You don't want Jeb Bush. He's part of the establishment. I'm part of you. Give me your delegates, and we will fight this at the convention. They would put a hit out on Ted Cruz. They would put a hit out on Ted Cruz. They would be right now convening, and they would say, okay, here, what's the rules? What are our new rules that we are going to stop this SOB? And someone would go, let's just put a rule that says Ted Cruz is eliminated. Rule number 68. And they would go, okay, vote. And then they would come out and they go, hey, Ted, look, we just passed a rule. It says you're eliminated. Goodbye. That'd be it. That'd be it. I mean, guys, in Colorado, do you realize, okay, in 2015, four Republican senators, state senators, Colorado, they voted against having a primary. Three Democrats voted for a primary. So the Republicans won. So the primary was canceled. People were not going to vote. It was going to be decided by state legislatures and other party apparatus. Well, do you realize that those party officials, those four people that voted against having a primary are part of Cruz's Colorado leadership team? And you're going to tell me the people have spoken? You're going to tell me rules are the rules. Rules are the rules. Donald Trump should have known this. No. No, because rules are the rules. As far as Donald Trump knows and other individuals that have ever played this game, what Ted Cruz is doing, what the RNC is doing, has never happened before. It's like the infield pop-up rule. Like I said, there are these little things that no one ever anticipated. The guy that plays the Rice-A-Roni contest and wins the car because he figured out a way to beat the system. Listen, why can't you count cards in Vegas? You don't have an electric machine. You're not doing anything like that. You don't have a card spotter sitting across from you. You're just counting cards. You know a system. You can't. You can't. You can't game the system like that. Rules are the rules. Yeah. But what Ted Cruz is doing, what the RNC is letting him do, what state officials in Colorado are doing, they are exposing this Ponzi scheme. They're exposing the concept that the American people have no voice in the primary process. If at the end of the day, Donald Trump gets 4 or 5 million, man, again, I say this, if it was Jeb Bush, if Jeb Bush right now is sitting here going, I'm 2 million plus votes ahead. John Kasich is mathematically eliminated. Ted Cruz, after tomorrow, is mathematically eliminated. And yet, They're gaming the system. They're doing something that they're not supposed to do. They're exposing the system for the sham that it is. What is going on? And the RNC would go, oh, Jeb, in a million years, we never thought anybody would do this. In a million years, we never thought anybody would do this. And Jeb Bush would go, well, you got to stop this. This isn't good for anybody. This isn't good for anybody. Think about the money that all of us could be losing. Think about the money Florida, my home state, could be losing. Think about the money New Hampshire, New York. Do you realize New York has never, ever seen this much attention with the primaries? They've never seen this much attention. That's not free. When Donald Trump speaks at an event, when Bernie Sanders speaks at an event, when anybody speaks at an event, that's not free. You know how much money is changing hands? If you're going to eliminate this whole process, you're going to blow up the political economy. And for the RNC to let this happen is just insane. It's insane. And for Ted Cruz to say he's not part of the establishment is more insane. Listen to me. Ted Cruz is the guy that had no friends in school. Yeah, literally, he was the guy that shopped at Old Navy. Okay? He was the guy that shopped at Old Navy. He was the guy that shopped. He just a loser. But he was smart. He was cunning. And he knew how to play every angle. And his entire career. Listen, what he's doing now is no different than what he's done in Congress. What he's doing now is no different than when he calculated to call Mitch McConnell a liar. Everything he's done in the Senate for the past 3 years, it's all been a calculation. We talked about this last week, his town hall meeting, his little town hall family meeting, his own 8-year-old daughter. My favorite state is New York. They're in New York. She's talking about playing a game. What's her favorite state? New York. Are you kidding me? The guy's entire life is a work. The guy is an insider. Remember, this wasn't supposed to be Trump. This was supposed to be Marco Rubio. This was supposed to be Jeb Bush. This was supposed to be an establishment. Listen, you want to know what this was? This was supposed to be an establishment guy. Ted Cruz was supposed to be doing this to an establishment guy, and you want to know when he gets out? When that establishment player says to him, all right. When the RNC says to him, I'm going to make you the VP. And then Ted Cruz goes, good. Thank you. And then he gets out. Ted Cruz all along knew what he was going to do. What Ted Cruz is doing right now is what he planned to do. And it didn't matter if it was Trump. It didn't matter if it was Jeb Bush. The only thing with it being Trump is the RNC is letting it happen. because they despise Trump. There's a bunch of people involved in the higher-ups that despise Trump. So ultimately, Ted Cruz isn't getting what he thought he would get, which is the VP spot under Jeb Bush. The VP spot under Scott Walker. But this is set up. This is set up from the beginning, from the establishment, which is Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz has always known. The debate champion. Every aspect of gaming the system, Ted Cruz knows. He sat there just like the person that knows if you buy the 10,000 boxes of Rice-A-Roni, it will cost you X amount of money, but you're guaranteed to win the first, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth place prize. And when you add that all up, you come out ahead by $100,000. So Ted Cruz knew to take his life savings, invested in the Rice-A-Roni Ponzi scheme, and he won all the prizes. So Ted Cruz knew when he was working for George Bush. He knew when he was working for the Supreme Court. He sat there and went, you know, you could easily game the primary system. When Ted Cruz wrote in his yearbook, one day I'm going to run for president and win. He knew then, you know how you can game the system? It's just like a box of Rice-A-Roni. It's just like a box of Rice-A-Roni. This is how you do it. Sure, you win these states, but you don't have to. You easily can go and grab this and grab that. And once you do that, you could have 500, 600, 700 delegates. You could have ultimately votes. Delegates are votes, and you could actually have them, but have less amount of people vote for you. You could actually be in a position to the person who has more votes than you. This is brilliant. Wow. And that's what Ted Cruz did. But unfortunately, it's Donald Trump. And the establishment aren't coming to him saying, you need to drop out. You're going to get the VP spot. But you're effing with our system. Instead, Rence Priebus, Spicer, they're all going, what the F do we do? Oh, my God, what are we going to do? Kasich's not getting out. We don't want Trump. He'll fire all of us. What are we going to do? We're going to have these guys go to this convention. Trump's going to have 4 or 5 million more votes. What are we going to do? They don't know what to do. They don't know what to do. This is the big Ponzi scheme of the GOP primary. They have no idea what to do. Ted Cruz has managed to work the system. The RNC despises Trump so much that they can't get involved, because if they get involved, that means they will have Trump as their nominee, and they're terrified. So instead, the Republican Party is going to blow themselves up.